Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to once again connect with you. So what we'd like to discuss is the energy that's coming in since the spring equinox. And for many of you, you may have felt an expansion happening, but in addition to this sense of expansiveness, you also may have found yourself purging in the process. And now this can show up in a couple of different ways. One of the ways that this can start to show up is in your mental processes. So you may have your fears surfacing. You might find yourself being pushed outside of your comfort zone. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because as you start to expand and allow for new potentials and new possibilities, you are also stepping outside of that comfort zone. But what we also wanted to point out is that for many of you, you're experiencing physical symptoms of this expansion, and that can show up as illnesses and strange happenings to your body, unexplained causes for some of your ailments, whether this is a change in blood pressure, whether this is a change in your hormones, or your biorhythms, your sleep patterns. For some of you, you might find that you suddenly have a cold or an illness that is prolonged. And this is happening because your cellular structure is trying to upgrade itself. And in the process, it's purging. It's letting go of things that have been in the body for quite some time. And as it starts to clear, your immune system can be slightly weakened. And so it may appear on the surface that you're getting sick, but really it's more of a process of clearing than a traditional illness. Now, the reason that we're bringing this up is that for many of you, you go to the negative. What's wrong? What am I doing that creates this? Where is my negative thought that creates this? And frankly, it's not so much about a negative thought as it is you're simply going through a clearing process. And that's one of the things that we would encourage you to start to shift your perspective of. Any sort of illness, any sort of misalignment is just that. It's a misalignment. That it's not something that you have to fix. It's something that you are just transiting out of. You're moving to another frequency. Because the idea that you have to fix something inherently implies that you're broken. So what we want you to start seeing yourself as is your higher self. And you are a pristine, perfect, divine being of light and love. And there's nothing that has to be fixed. There's nothing that has to be altered. It's about dropping the illusions that tell you that something needs to be fixed or something needs to be altered. When you drop the illusions that create that kind of reflection, then you stop getting that kind of reflection. And while to some of you, it might sound like we're splitting hairs, what we're really doing is helping you to create and to manifest in a much more effective way. It's a subtle shift in perspective, but it can make a very large impact on your ability to manifest. The other piece here for many of you is that you're also being called to ground more. You've heard us speak of this often. And it is really going to be your saving grace, as it were, because grounding is what's going to allow you to feel better in your body. It's going to allow you to have more clarity, more vitality, more energy. And we're still seeing a great number of you resisting being in your body because you are still clinging to the old stories of it's not safe, it's difficult, people don't understand me. And it's time to start telling yourself a different story. This comes with practice. This comes with repetition because you are rewriting some of those subconscious programs. And those subconscious programs are constantly being sent out at the subconscious level. And that's creating the reflection in your reality. But as you start to tell yourself a different story, you will start to generate a different reality. As you consciously direct that energy, it is far more potent than the constant signal that goes out without any energy behind it. So in other words, it may be a constant signal,
but it's a weak signal that goes out from the subconscious field. When you consciously direct energy, it's very potent, and it will override all of that constant low intensity energy that's being sent out. Now, we often don't talk about the process of meditation for you all. Meditation has its own purpose, and for some of you, we're still seeing the mind overly active. It's overstimulated in part because of your connection to your electronic devices. And it is also the masculine expression of energy. And what you're doing right now is grounding the feminine energy. And the expression of the feminine is your meditative practice. It is your nurturing practice. It is your quiet, reflective practice. So it is becoming more and more important for all of you to start integrating this into your daily habits, that you are making sure that you take time to stop and get quiet before you take active steps. This actually will help you in that the active steps that you take will be far more effective and, frankly, far more efficient in creating the results that you want to create, because you're getting direction when you're quiet and you're going within of exactly which steps to take. For those of you that are quite mental, it's going to take a while for you to get comfortable sitting in one space and resting the body, but please do not underestimate the potency of such an activity. It can help the body recharge itself in a much more efficient way, because when you get quiet and you get into that heart-centered space, you open up and you expand to allow more source energy to run through the body. Thus, the body is able to repair itself. This is why meditation is so good for the body. And it's also good for the spirit, because you are so socially conditioned to be active, 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 that now you're learning how to be restorative, because through the process of creation, in a linear perceived reality, the feminine always comes first and then is followed by the masculine. The way that your society is currently conditioned is that the masculine is all important. You don't honor the divine feminine, so you don't take time to put yourself first in that receptive state. You try to create solely from the masculine and it doesn't work. It's exhausting because you're only allowing half of your energy to flow, and you're not allowing yourself to reconnect with source energy and get your insights and get your clear direction as to your path. The irony in that is that those who are the most efficient manifestors, who are able to create and generate in your reality in large ways, are quite proficient at doing this feminine process of calming and opening and expanding and receiving information internally. So we're going to leave you with those thoughts. It's a great period of expansion, so don't feel overwhelmed if you find yourself with brand new opportunities. Take a nice deep breath and know that you would not have created these opportunities if you weren't capable of handling them. We will also say to you that if an opportunity comes to you and you feel like it's a piece of cake, that it's not any sort of challenge, then you're not dreaming big enough, because it's time for you to expand outside of your mental box and challenge yourself. It wasn't meant to be a frightful thing to do. It was meant to be an exciting thing to do. And as you've been conditioned through human experience, you've now taken that excitement into fear. So you are reprogramming the idea of challenge so that it's fun. You had this sense of it as a child, and as you grew into adulthood, it shifted from excitement and adventure into fear. So see if you can't regain some of that childlike perspective and allow it to be a new adventure, one in which you are able and capable as a creative being to find solutions to any problem. Because again, you wouldn't have created the problem if there wasn't a solution available to you. And it's like that proverbial scavenger hunt where you just simply have to find it. It exists. And it can be a lot of fun in the process. So again, as we said, we'll leave you here. Feel free to connect with us directly. You don't need Wendy. And until then, we will be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.